Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now on Breakfast with Pat and Heels. Heels gets his gloves off.
Well, when I read yesterday that the Formula One Academy opened the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix with an all-female race, I thought, well, that's unusual for Saudi Arabia with their record with women. So I thought, all right, it's time I learn a little bit more about Saudi Arabia and what's happening in sport. It's a Middle Eastern kingdom. King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud is the king, and he's very popular, has been since 2017. So it's the 14th largest country in the world, 2 million square kilometres. Australia are the 7th at 7 million square kilometres. It has ocean frontages on two sides of its country, but it's mainly desert, a bit like Australia as well. 7 million population capital, Riyadh. 17% of the world's proven petroleum resources, first discovered in 1938. Natural gas, iron ore, gold, copper as well. Holy cities, Mecca and Medina. So it is an interesting place that way. There are religious police and strict separation of men and women. It has been curbed in 2016 that women have had no rights, and traditional discrimination probably been happening for hundreds of years. That's what the king is up against. So is this sports washing or diversifying its economy? That's what it's saying. They're getting ready for no oil and diversifying its economy so that they're able to survive. Second year of the Saudi Pro League in football. They spent $480 million first year. Didn't work. So maybe more will go into that this year. $1 billion to the PGA when a deal gets finalised in golf. Tourism ambassadors, extremely well paid. Messi, Ronaldo are two of them. Newcastle United, they bought in 2021, or a share of it in 2021. And then cricket, horse racing, boxing, Formula One, tennis, wrestling, $1 billion offer to Mbappe as a player and an ambassador for the area. So the sports minister says, we're trying to soften our image. Amnesty International says promoting big personalities and events are just a distraction to the country's appalling human rights record. These are the discrepancies that they're up against, and things have to be worked out. Now, the public investment fund that owns LIV was established in 1971, a long time ago. In 77, they invested in Williams Formula One, and then it became Saudi Williams. They win in 1980. In 1977, Brazilian soccer star started to play for Al Hilal. In 1989, they won the World Cup under-16 soccer. In the 90s, there's Asian soccer investments, Man United investments, Sheffield United investments. They've been involved in sport for a long, long time. But watch how it accelerates in the years 22, 23 and now. 2017, World WWE events. 2019, LIV Golf started. Tennis, women's golf in 20. 21, Formula One first race over there. They've now got two tracks. They're building. It's going to stay where it is till 27 before it transfers to Qiddiya. Two races is what they're after, not just using one of the two tracks. They want to use them both. So Aramco in 21 started a women's golf which is very interesting. New York, London, Singapore, and Jeddah in, very big purses for the women's game in that series. McLaren, they invested in 2021. First race in unease at, in Formula One, in their first race in 2021, there was a bombing 6 miles from the circuit. The race continued, even though the drivers were a little uneasy. Then it starts to accelerate. 22, they formed the Saudi women's soccer team. The Aston Martin and Aramco get together, a bid to host 2026 Asian Women's Cup that they finally won for the 2027 hosting rights. And that was in 23. In 23, they tried to sponsor the World Cup we had in Australia, but it was declined by the women's game. Women's Tennis Association, 20% they bought for $150 million. So it's right involved in tennis. Italian Serie A, Italian Super Cup played in Saudi Arabia as well. The PIF announced ownership of 4 pro soccer clubs. So they now own Al Hilal, Al Nasser, which Ronaldo plays for, Al Ittihad and Al Ahly. In 23, they've had mega boxing fights. In 24, this golf merger might happen, or it might not. The merger between the PGA, the DP Tour, and LIV. So they are right into it. However, the human rights record, executions are on the rise. 196 in 2020. The death penalty is still in operation. Its largest day is 81 in a day. Laws and practice still discriminate against women. There's been imprisonment and harassment claims when things are uncovered. Women can now drive. They don't have to have a male guardian all the time due to the campaigning of certain individuals who then became harassed. So no free speech, no LGBTIQ rights, and travel bans are still in place. They're not treating their own people as well as they'd like, but it is improving. So sport is accepting a lot of great facilities and money. Can they contract Saudi Arabia to see improvements in citizen rights, I wonder? It's not any of their business, but improvements in lifestyles are just maybe a good place to start, because that's what they're saying, improving the lifestyles of their citizens and softening their image. So current improvements, just as basic as they are. So let's see how it goes. But Saudi Arabia, very interesting and engaged in sport.